into the unknown.
Are you ready?
Do you have like an eight head?
I need a head.
You have an eight head.
A what?
An eight head.
Wow.
See, I have a forehead. Cause get up. You need new hair.
This is how she treats me, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 128. She does the 128. I do 128. All right.
Welcome to Talking Comics,
episode 128. Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 128.
Yeah, we did it. Good job.
We'll get started, but we got a guest in a few minutes, but that's fine. Thank you to Yellowbird Comics.
You're sponsoring the studio six days a week.
Located in
Fuquay-Varina, NC, North Carolina. Thank you to Allegro Printing for all your printing needs, Traverse City,
all
Michigan.
All your printing and marketing needs.
Yes, they'll do everything.
Reach out
they're
to
really
them.
Nice. Yeah, they're great.
They're awesome. Support the show on Patreon, Substack, or sponsorship information available on our website.
Go watch our POG video.
Go
now.
Watch the POG video that we just released.
Click off of this one.
We also
and go
just
watch
released.
I made him do so much work.
Yeah,
this week.
I did. This is our fourth episode this week. So we did D, which was amazing on Tuesday. Release was an amazing episode with D. He kidnapped Nebula. It was a great episode. I really enjoyed that one. We did a POG episode where we just played POGs for like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just released, I snuck in Ryan Crow from Invader Comics. This Land is Old and Dark. FOC is Monday. So go to League of Comic Geeks and click the little button to make sure you are
pulling his
book.
I made him.
Also on Monday, hold on, sorry.
Oh.
Also on Monday, there's the FOC for the Digger reprints 1-4. Digger went to reprint. How awesome is that? So go to League, click those buttons, pull now. So
you're
going to
have to get
those.
The reprints.
Yeah, I think so too. Remind me and I will click the button. I will go and click the button to make sure I pull all of those books.
I'm excited.
I've already clicked the No Land.
No Man's Land?
No, This Land is Old and Dark, sorry, by Ryan Crow.
I'm excited for the Supergirl movie.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. We need to go see it. I don't know when. We'll try to go see that. I've heard good and bad things. It's not bad.
I bet it would be better than the Superman.
We'll see.
Supergirl's better.
All right, let's go over our weekly polls real quick. Want me to go first?
Yeah, you do two. I do one. You do two.
I do two?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I only have four.
I have three.
Why don't I just do my four?
Okay.
I got and I've already read it, the What If Thor. This actually came out last week, but my shop didn't have it yet. So I got the What If Thor got the Venom suit, symbiote suit. It was, I really enjoyed the story. It's really good.
Now it's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Harley Quinn number 63, the Derek Crew cover. I really like this one.
And then I got the Absolute Wonder Woman number 21. Pretty cool cover.
Now it's my turn.
Yep.
I got Harley Quinn number 63 by Stephen Bryan.
Yep.
Cover.
Very cool.
I like this one.
I got Do Not Disturb, even though I already had it. I got it again. I was hoping to get the B cover, but we'll see if I can grab that next week. Well, they didn't have any of the B cover. But again, this came out this week, fourth final issue. Amazing. I did a As Seen on Talking Comics earlier this week for them. Go check that out. But Do Not Disturb, a phenomenal story.
I got Harley Quinn number 63 by Terry Dawson and Rachel Dawson.
Very cool.
This one's my favorite of them I got. I like this one. I didn't really like the DNA cover this week.
That's all right.
It's kind of basic, to be honest.
Then lastly, I got the Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger Spawn. I love this this series. It's number 15. So I'm going to look forward to reading this probably the most this week. I've already read the Thor because that was last week. So which one are you looking forward to reading this week, Annika?
I don't know. Probably the next Harley Quinn issue.
Okay.
Got read any Harley Quinn this week?
You haven't?
I think I read like one. I finished.
Finished that one?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I read some of my Sailor Moon book.
Anything else?
No.
Subtitles?
I read a lot of subtitles.
That's funny. We'll get to that in a minute. So, as you know, I read the What If Thor. I read Do Not Disturb 1 through 4. And then I've read the Mighty Thor 268 to 276. So moving right along with that. Still on the single issues for a couple more days. 4 more days, I think. And then I get to move into back to the Epic Collections. What was a favorite thing you read this week?
Finishing Harley.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. So you said you read a lot of subtitles. What was what did you watch to read all those subtitles?
I don't remember. I watched The Walking Dead.
Oh.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of Tulsa King. I finished the 1923 season 2. Now I'm on Tulsa King, so that's been interesting. Not really comic related, but still good.
I've been making a lot of bracelets.
Well, show them off.
I don't have them with me.
You have them on.
These are not the ones I made.
Oh, well,
I made these.
All right, well, show them off.
No, okay. I made a rubber band bracelet. I made these bracelets. I made these bracelets, except for this one. I didn't make that one. I have to restring this one because I used crappy string.
Okay. Did you play any games this week?
Did I?
Fortnite.
Yeah, and what else?
We played a lot of Block. What's the Block game?
Block Blast.
He is obsessed.
I showed him that game. He has not gotten off of it. But he's playing it right now under the table.
I am not. My hands are right here. My phone's not even in my
hand. You can do it with
hand.
Your feet.
Okay. I have not played Block Blast today.
Are you sure about that?
I promise. I've been busy since I woke up.
Oh, good job. Okay.
I barely had 12 minutes to eat breakfast.
Oh. I had a yogurt parfait for breakfast. It was delicious.
Okay.
I also played a lot of modded Minecraft.
Yep, you did do that. Five Nights at Freddy's Minecraft.
Yeah.
I played, what did I haven't played much of this. I did get to play Baldur's Gate finally with a friend of mine, some friends, Chris from Allegra Printing.
Hello.
For all your printing needs. And who else? Jamie, my buddy Jamie, and Buffy. We played Baldur's Gate 3 for a few minutes. We restarted the whole, we beat it a few months ago, but we're restarting it to do more exploring. So we kind of mainlined pretty hard, trying to get through the games. It took years for us to finally get through it. So we're restarting it, new characters, new builds. I'm trying to build an Odin type character. Right now it's just a level 1 human ranger. Trying to do like the find familiar to where I can, you know, have ravens to see for me. And I'm trying to get to where I can like throw spears and tridents or something, like his big spear trident, throw them and automatically return. There's also like a way to build Thor. I thought about going that route, but I want to do something. I don't know. It would have been cool.
You should have Thor.
I know, but I was like, let's do Odin instead. So we'll see how that goes. We'll keep you posted. Hopefully we get to still play once a week on that. I don't have any mail this week.
Yeah, you do.
I do? What?
Look behind you.
Look behind me.
It's probably not behind you anymore, is it? Nope, it's not. Or is it? I don't know. Where are your Father's Day gifts I got you?
My Father's Day gifts?
Yes. Where are they? He already lost his Father's Day gift.
That's true. I do have Father's Day gifts to show off.
Oh, so, and also get your cups.
They're over there.
Yeah.
So I got some blockies. So I got a little mini blocky,
Blookies.
blookie, blocky. I don't know how you say them. Little blocky.
It's a it no, you gotta like show it. It's like, so I picked that out for him. It's
I got the Optimus Prime. You might remember a couple weeks ago I got the Bumblebee because I wanted to try it and it was cheap. But then I ended up getting the Optimus Prime.
I stopped him from buying that.
And she got me the Thor. So
I also stopped him from buying that at the last
I need to
con.
build these. I'm gonna record myself building them
Yeah. That little
and put them
box is a
out.
mystery box.
It is, and I don't it did tell me I opened it.
He got
A
like
little
a 1 in
baggy.
25.
I got the I think it was 1 of 24. Yep.
Or, yeah.
Galvatron.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I might start I'll start with this one. Maybe I'll build it
Yeah.
on the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I got those and I'll let me sneak over here.
They're not Converse.
No. I was
I
like,
bought
you
the.
got me Converse.
And I was like, no, you would never wear them.
She got me a
You only wear
Bearstein.
Birkin. Yeah. He collects them.
They're pretty cool. And then some NASCAR glasses. So Tony Stewart Coca-Cola glass.
It probably has lead in it. Don't drink out of them.
It's not. Just Coca-Cola Racing Family set of two of these. So those are cool. Put
I
those
thought you
out
would
before
like
I get
them. And also, you got one more thing. You got actually two more things. Three more things.
She made me a set of dice.
Yes, I got resin.
She got resin, so she made me some dice, which was cool. So I can't wait to play with that. That'd be kind of fun to play with.
You can barely
So
see
you can barely
them.
see him, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The
And
other thing.
the coasters.
Oh, they're in use, but yes, the coasters. She got me these awesome coasters.
I got all of this at the Michigan Con except for the beer stein and cups
She got me
and the
these
dice.
awesome coasters. They're Thor coasters. So I got this one,
I picked them out.
which was awesome. And then this one, which is awesome. So I've got two Thor coasters that I now have on my desk.
One for each side.
One for each side.
You didn't need four, that's why I only got you two.
Oh, that's all right.
Because I got myself two Harley ones, because they didn't have that many cool Harley ones.
Dude,
Do do.
you did get, yep, so she showed those off a couple weeks ago. But they kept all my stuff till Father's Day because they were nice, I guess. So I had an awesome Father's Day.
Yeah.
Speaking of fellow fathers.
Is he a father?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Hey.
Mike, how are you, buddy? Oh, I
I'm
can't
doing
see.
good. About to tell. Hi, Annika.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Hello. Hello.
We were just we it was perfect timing.
All
We did
right.
I was just going over all my Father's Day gifts. And I said, "Well, speaking of a fellow father, you popped in." So, how was your Father's Day?
It was good. We got low key. Went out with my wife and daughter. Went out, checked a few things off the list in terms of stuff we needed to do, and then we just hung out at a lake and did some swimming, and we went out to dinner later that night, and pretty low key, simple, and it was nice. What about yourself?
That's awesome. We didn't really do anything. We just hung out here at my mom's
He
house
got him gifts.
and they brought me gifts and we hung out for the day. Nothing real special. Did we even cook? What did we ma I don't even remember what we had for dinner. I didn't grill, I know that. I don't know. It was like I said, low key, but it was good. It was nice to just, chill and not have to worry about anything.
I made him a set of dice.
She did.
What was that?
Handmade with resin.
I mean, the handmade ones are the good ones.
What did you say,
What?
Annika?
Yeah.
I used to be able to. All right. That's all right. We'll go with it. It's fine.
Okay.
So, Mike, how are you, other than the Father's Day? How's things going?
Doing all right. Work is, steady. you know, doing the whole therapy thing and, you know, seeing my people and doing that. And I'm teaching again at a local community college coming fall. I mean, I've been teaching psychology classes there for about, 12 years now. And I picked up another class I'm doing starting in the fall. So I'll be jumping between my office and the college and somewhere in between there, drawing new pages and stuff and, you know, getting ready for that. Keeping myself busy.
Yes. Drawing new pages of DOA, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah,
so tell people about DOA.
DOA is the new book I'm working on. DOA, you know, some people know it as Dead on Arrival, but you know, in this it is the Department of Other World Affairs. And this was something that like literally was staring at me outside my window of my house, like where I live. I think I've told you the story. But like where my house is, my property butts up against a big cornfield, which in itself is kind of scary enough. If you've ever seen any of those movies, but you know, at the end of that, right, down an access road down, you know, a couple ways down, there's an access road down to this, like, and like realistically, I know it's a local water treatment facility. And like I rationally, I know what that is. I know that that's what it is. And but I never see anything going on there. And I have seen Men in Black. I have seen enough scary movies to know that like there's something weird going on in that building, you know, surrounded by fences, locked up. You know, occasionally I'll see a set of headlights going up and down the road at, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night when, you know, and it's just like this idea just kind of, it just kept sitting with me. And I had to like do something with it. And, you know, I kind of kept coming, like, I didn't want to do the idea of like, you know, like, I, you know, the idea of like, you know, ghosts and monsters. I've always loved stuff like that. The paranormal, the supernatural, you know, or things that have a little bit of those kind of twists to them. And, you know, I kind of came on this idea of like, you know, the secret organization, but I didn't want it to be like monsters fighting monsters, because that idea has been done a million times and better than I'm ever going to do it. Like, you know, like Mignola with Hellboy and the BPRD, like I'm not touching that. but like, you know, kind of weaving in my own work. And I think that like this is something that I like to incorporate in some way in all of my work, is the idea of like mental health or therapy or like kind of introspective elements. And like, what if this, like, you know, we're just like, what if ghosts and monsters and stuff like that were just government work for a select group of people? Like, you know, like, because we have rules and laws and stuff that we have to follow in our, you know, physical terra firma world. You know, what if there were rules and laws and stuff? And it sounds way more boring than it actually is. But like, what if there were like rules and stuff that like they had to follow? And so there's this, you know, department, the Department of Other World Affairs, where, you know, people punch in, punch out, and, you know, they deal with, you know, ghosts and ghouls and monsters. But it's like, you know, having to, you know, what if part of your job was to make sure you had to renew a werewolf hunting license, or, you know, if you had to do yearly safety inspections on a witch's cauldron, or you know verified placement of like, you know, class 2 or class 1 ghost specters, because those houses aren't going to haunt themselves. And how do you make sure that you place them in the right ones? And, but then, so like, there is that sort of mundane government work aspect to it. But then it's like you get into the story of like the main character, you know, my guy Eli Cross, and he's a supernatural social worker. You know, he was a, you know, clinician at a area state hospital here, and through a series of events got plugged into the department and does assessments and stuff like that and manages, you know, his teams. And but getting into like the human element of it, of like, you know, what does this work do to a person? You know, like, how does it affect, you know, people that deal with this stuff? And like, you know, what does normal life look like? And, you know, and then one of the things I'm also trying to do in this is also like really incorporate it and set it in the area that I'm in here in southeastern Connecticut, and, you know, use, you know, because every place has local ghost stories and legends and myths and stuff like that. And like using the ones from around this area as fuel for the story, using locations that are here as, you know, a backdrop for the story, and making it like an actual like real place. And so as the story goes on, you know, we start to realize that something is going on that shouldn't be going on, and, you know, things are happening off schedule that shouldn't be happening at the time that they're happening, and pointing to that something is being meddled with that shouldn't be meddled with. And then action, I don't want to give it away, but like action ensues, and we confront the big bad of this particular story. And then he deals with it, like, you know, Agent Cross deals with it, but not in the way that you might think that a quote unquote hero or, you know, protagonist deals with the villain or the antagonist of a story.
Love it. The best part to me is I get to see it. I get to see, it's almost like being like an editor, right? Which I never, again, you know, cross off the list of things that I never thought I'd be in life. First off being a podcast host, then being a writer and a creator. And what, I'm just saying, like, I never thought I would do this.
Did you just say host?
Co-host.
You're not a host. I'm the host. Oh,
she's the host. I'm just, I just work here.
Exactly. You work for me.
But, you know, being a writer and then creating our comic book that we did, right? And right. Then now getting to see your book, and like, you know, you send me the pages, just like you sent me my pages for the book that we created together. It's like, it's so awesome to me to, you know, see it as, you know, being created, and, you know, help with a little bit of feedback here and there. And, you know, I loved being a part of it and still being a part of it, and hope to continue to be a part in, you know, whatever way I can to help it grow. And, you know, and we're going to be at Terrificon together in like, what, 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Six or 7 weeks, something like that.
Yeah. We're getting to go time pretty soon.
I gotta
wait.
What?
Will I miss school about it?
You'll miss the first day of school.
Wait, actually?
Actually, she's gonna miss the first day of school because we'll be coming home that day.
Actually?
Actually.
No. So. I can't miss the first day of school.
Why?
I can't miss the first day of school.
Oh, maybe we'll drive home and just, you know, you sleep in the car and I'll drop you off at school on the
morning. Yeah, make that whatever, you know, 12 hour drive, you know. Yeah.
Right. We'll leave at 9, you know, or 8 and drop you off and be fine. So we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. But no, the cool thing is, like, we get to meet in person. We'll get to, you know, we'll have books and prints and all that stuff. We're tabling together, which is awesome. We're going to be right next to the homebrew guys. They're excited about it. Yeah, I ran into them a couple weekends ago at Heroes Con. You know, they can't wait until, you know, Terrificon as well. It's going to be a huge event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. And I've talked with a couple of those. I've talked with Dan and Chris a little bit, you know, not about Terrificon particularly, but just like, you know, saying hi to them or whatever, catching up on their work. And like, it's it's interesting, and like, you know, yourself is included in this as well. Like, you get to kind of be part of this community, and you know, you get to know people and form these connections and friendships with people, and you know, you talk with them. I mean, I know, like, Dan, I've been talking back and forth with him for like, what, like 10, 11 years or whatever. And like, but like the idea that like you've known someone for that long, and then it's like, but I've never met you. And then the idea of like, I know you, but this is the first time we're meeting. And like, and even like you and I, like we talk regularly, we swap stuff. It's like, you know people, but then it's like when you get to be in the same room with them, and you know, that the energy that is in a room like that, where you get to like hang out and just, you know, be a nerd for like 3 days, unabashedly for like 3 days. And,
right,
you know, it's like, it's one of the coolest feelings, you know, as a creator to be in that room and a rooms like that. And just, you know, we're all here for the same thing. We're all here for, you know, the love of these mediums and these fandoms and stuff like that. And, you know, getting people interested in your work, or, you know, people who are coming back because they are familiar with your work. And, you know, it's just, it's one of the coolest things ever.
It is. I, you know, we've had so much fun going to these shows, and the more we go to, the more people we meet, the more people we recognize, you know, and hang out with, and it's been so much fun. And we're gonna go, we got one in Florida coming up, and then one in Connecticut, and then some local ones through the school year. Let's find some big ones for next year to go to.
Heroes, we have to go to Heroes.
We're definitely going to Heroes. You should all come to Heroes next year. I'm gonna get a big table next year. I'm gonna try. Heroes is amazing.
Heroes is one that like I've learned more about, you know, just from seeing it on Instagram, seeing you guys go to it, knowing that, you know, the homebrew guys go to that one pretty regularly. And you know, there's a lot of shows I would love to do, but like I don't have it in me to like do the travel and stuff like that, and put like I applaud anyone who has the ability to do that, and I wish them nothing but success. Like, I know I just don't have it in me to like do something like that right now, and like I'm gonna save it all for Terrificon or the local ones and go ham on those.
There you go. Do you fly at all? Would you get up? Do you get on planes?
If I have to.
Have to, yeah.
Like, I know my
I have a pilot's license, so you know, I love flying.
Oh, great. My wife and I and our daughter, we're doing we're going to Legoland. We're leaving July 6th. We're flying out to San Diego and doing Legoland for that week. And like, I will fly. Like, I'm not so anxious about it that like I avoid it. Like, I will do it. You know, and I have to just kind of, all right, well, this is okay. I'm cool. And like, I will do it. If I don't have to do it, I won't.
Right. What made you choose San Diego Legoland?
I did not choose it.
Okay. Because you have one right there in New York now.
Yeah. I think it was like just
like
trying to
probably
capitalize.
3 hours away.
Yeah. Like, you know, we just wanted to like, you know, see something different. You know, we've been to New York, and you know, not Legoland New York, but you know, we've been up and down the East Coast and we've seen things, but this was about, you know, getting somewhere different, seeing something different, being in a different area and exploring a little bit and capitalizing on the time that we have, you know, in the summer with each other.
Yeah,
so
for sure. I love that. I haven't California's cool. I haven't been in years, but I tried to go to Legoland in San Diego in 1998, but that was like a month before they opened. So they weren't quite open yet.
Okay.
Cause that was the first one they built. And I still have yet to be to a Legoland at all, but I know they have one in New York now and Florida and, stuff, but
I want to eat actual New York pizza.
We're doing that. We're making our, when we go up there, we're making some stops. We're going to try to go into New York City for like a day, Eat
No,
some
like
pizza.
I need real pizza.
If you're coming to Connecticut and you're looking for pizza, it would be a sacrilege if I didn't tell you you got to go to New Haven and get Frank Pepe's. You got to go to Pepe's.
It's the only 10, right?
I what is that? Oh, like that Barstool sports guy or whatever.
Yeah, Dave Portney, he does the pizza rating. New Haven, Connecticut. I think it's Frank. I think it's Pepe's as the only 10.
Wait, Pete the pizza
So here's the thing,
racer?
but there is a Frank Pepe's in Mohegan Sun where the convention is going to be. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I think the drive to New Haven is worth it. From Mohegan Sun, if you guys are staying at the casino there, that at the venue there, New Haven is maybe like 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. So.
Definitely gonna do that. We're gonna try to stop by the Secret Stash in New Jersey, see Kevin Smith's store, and then make our way up. And I have to go to Rhode Island and Connecticut, Rhode Island and Massachusetts too, because then I'll be at 49 states. For
All right.
whatever reason, I lived in New York. I've been to New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine, but I've never been to Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, which is so weird because I've been all around it. But this trip, I'm going to hit all three of those and I'll be at 49 states. So I got
Really?
Hawaii left after this year. All
What am
right.
I at?
You're at 26 or 7, I think. I don't remember.
More than 17.
Yeah, we did 17 last summer. But.
There was a person in my class that's never been to another state than Virginia.
Yeah. That's
That's
how
just sad.
lucky you are.
It's just sad.
Quite the
Just
jet
like
setter you are.
I've met a lot of those people. Even like, older people, like middle-aged people, like, yeah, they just don't travel. It's like, ugh, that would drive me crazy. I can't
Yeah,
be in one
like.
spot. Grass does not grow under my feet, that's for sure.
All right.
No,
We gotta
that's
move.
awesome, man. So you're gonna, I'll have to show off all those new prints. You haven't posted those yet, have you? The new
I mean,
prints and stuff, other than the lunch lady one.
the lunch lady one I posted, the ones that I sent you, like, I think I have posted them like as I did them throughout like the year or two.
Okay.
But when I went and made my order, like what I did with some of them, because some of them were a little bit older and my style has changed a little bit, where like I went in and just sort of like punched up some
Right.
of the line, punched up some of the line work. I added some overlays to some of them just to kind of like, punch them up to kind of reflect where I'm at right now. And just so I got those. But yeah, I've posted them over the years, but not as a bunch of
Okay.
like, here are prints I will
Very
have,
cool.
now.
Yeah, I need to up my print game. Which all my prints are just the covers, right? So it's the covers of the book, which are awesome, but I don't know. I've not had luck selling prints. I don't know why. Just I haven't
We've
had luck
sold
with.
one print.
Yeah, I think I've sold two. I think I've sold two in the of all the conventions we've done so far. I've only sold two prints, but we sold a bunch of like the little her panel. Panel Pete goes to the moon zine. I'm looking forward to you having that too, the lunch lady
Oh
zine
yeah, I still got to cut
at the
and fold
table.
those.
Have you tried folding one yet?
Not yet, no.
Well, you haven't. Okay.
No.
Yep. I
It's
know
hard.
you saw where I turned that into an actual video and
Yeah,
posted it.
that was smart, and I'm sure
The
there are
how to
other
cut a
people.
zine. I was like, hey, this is actually good content.
Yeah, I'm sure there are other people like myself who really
For sure.
appreciated that.
It's fun. It's something we learned, and that's still my goal. I have a drawing pad and pencils. I've been trying. We'll see. I'll show you offline. I'm not showing that on a recording. I actually thought about doing a live video of me trying to draw for people to like laugh at me, but
Do it. Do it. Do it. I'm gonna be your number one audience, your number one fan. Draw, 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 draw.
You have the host of the
It's
show
fun.
on your side.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I need more content. So we
Yeah.
always need more content.
Yeah.
Even though we're cranking it out this week, but that's okay.
Yeah, what is
Anything else new
the
and going on in Mike's world? Go ahead.
No, I mean, anything new going on? No, I mean, I'm really kind of boring. I think, just doing my work. We're getting yard projects done at the house, and getting the kid, getting the daughter to and from things she's got to get to, because she's gonna be 7, and she's at that age where, getting
Oof.
to this lesson or that lesson, and
Right.
nothing really new. Just, I mean, I'm working on, what am I on? I'm finishing the line work on page 11 of DOA right now.
11. Yep.
Page 11, I'm finishing up the line work, and then I'll get going on flat coloring that and getting that going, and y'all get on to 12 at some point. I'm hoping to have it fully done. If I keep the pace that I'm at right now, I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the year, somewhere around there. And then
Sweet.
getting it ready for, pitching and, Kickstarter if it goes that way, and, trying to get some local attention on it, some, other attention on it. And 'cause I have, what, I've got that maybe set up
Yeah, you
for,
had that awesome press.
yeah, thank you. I didn't think that was gonna happen. Like, I had sent out a little blurb to the area newspaper, and was like, "Hey, I'm a local guy doing a comic book set in this local area. Did you want to talk about it, maybe?" And surprisingly, they said yes. And we met up and we talked for about an hour or so, and told her about the book, about the story, about me as a professional, how they overlap, and then the story came out, and it was a very nice, article. And again, I just didn't think it was going to happen, and then it happened very quickly. And yeah, that was out in like Memorial Day, somewhere around Memorial Day. And I don't know, like, I'm weird about stuff like that. Like, it's like, it was nice, and then it's like, oh, this was cool. And then kind of go on to the next thing, and I don't know. It's as an artist, it's like we want our work to get attention, but like we don't necessarily like the attention on us, which I don't know. I gotta go talk to my
Right.
therapist about that, I guess.
Yeah, because you've told me, like, you and I talk almost every day on, just messaging back and forth, which is awesome. I love it. And so you told me one day, it's like, man, you talk about my work way more than I do.
You really do. And like, and I am so appreciative of it, and I am grateful for it. But like, yeah, you have talked about my work more than I have. So like, again, thank you very much, and I'm
And
happy to.
I'm glad to do it 'cause I love it.
E-U-T-U-T-U.
So yeah, it's been
What
let's see. So we got what was that, Mike?
was she saying?
I don't know. I think we got cut off for a second. I think it went blank for a second. She was like, "What's going on?"
It was
Yeah,
completely
it
silent.
was
So
completely
I'd
silent.
fill in the blank with
Music. Thank
D-U-T-U-T-U.
you.
Loading music.
Loading music. Yeah, but I love talking about your work because we had this awesome project that we did, and you sent me this awesome original artwork that's in my background, and it's like I got to talk about my book, right? Because it's our book.
Of
It ain't
course.
my book, it's our book, but I have to talk about it to I need to talk about it more. But I love telling people about, what you've done and your work and, the relationship we had and the that we how we work together and everything. It's just, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I think I got paused on my end real quick. It's restarted. My recording restarted. I think it said I had a call coming in and it paused. There we go. So the last thing that I think you had mentioned was talking about, Panel Pete and, how I factored into that. And I sent you the original cover because it's important to have something original from that project. And, as a comic creator, which you are, you should have something original from that project, And I mean, I got plenty of original pages and, I'll decide to sell some of them at some point. I don't know if anybody wants them, but you should have something original from your creation.
Makes sense.
All right, let's go back and do the whole thing over again.
Yeah, no. The whole thing.
All right, I want to pick up on this whole I want to be in school versus I want to be at a Comic-Con. Like, yes, Annika, you're missing the first day of middle school. Which
okay,
and are we talking sixth grade or seventh grade? What are we talking?
Sixth grade.
Yeah. And you're missing the first day, but
it's my first day out of elementary school.
Right, but the reason
it's my first day out of elementary.
Yeah, I get that. I hear that. But if it were a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, I could see being a little grumpy about that. But it's Terrificon. You're missing it because of something really cool.
Yeah, but I'm
Stephanie Phillips will be there.
Man.
Maybe you get to hold the door for her again.
Again?
I'm pretty Scotty, I think Scotty Young is going to be there too.
Really?
Sweet. Don't quote me on that. He was there last year.
Right.
Jim Lee is going to be there.
I want to
But look, if you want to go talk about algebra and, U.S. history, all right.
Wait, I'll have to do math that day.
Fine, go ahead.
I'll skip that. I have to do math that day.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I think she's convinced now that she.
I don't want to do math. That's my worst enemy.
Not the promise of Stephanie Phillips or Scotty Young or anything, but it's the threat of math.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It's the threat of math. Unless I hope to God my math teacher is good this year. Or I will no.
Yeah, find out on that Monday.
I'll find out on Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll find out on Tuesday. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. I should probably let them know that you're gonna miss the first day of school.
Right?
Yeah, but
oh, well.
I'll just have to reunite with my friends.
You will.
Tuesday.
All right, so we have
story.
Very true. Enough.
I missed the first day of school because I had to work.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. I was in Connecticut doing a job.
Yeah.
That I'm getting money to do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, neither do I. All right, so we're going to do a comic convention this or that. Veronica's going to do it. So you can
I'm scared.
Let Mike answer first, then I'll answer.
Okay. I have to finish doing this.
She has to pick hers.
I cannot pick between these.
Well, pick one.
I can't.
Lay it on me.
Well, this is good. Yeah, she's picking out her answers.
All right. Okay.
What
convention are you
guys going to start in? So there's a new one, First Coast Comic Con, or IC Independent Comic Indie Comic Con. It's July 11th in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Just a 1-day show, but there's a lot of big names going to be there. Amanda Connor is going to be there.
Amanda Connor? Oh, my.
There's a lot of big people that are going to be there.
We might need 2 boxes for just my thing.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh.
We can definitely meet her. But so we have a booth there. We got approved, and I paid for it yesterday. And it's only like a 6 hour drive, so it's not far. We'll probably go the day before and cut back that night or something. Maybe get to see my nephews. I have nephews that live in Jacksonville, Florida, so hopefully I get to see them.
We do.
Jonathan and Marcus live
That's
there.
In Florida?
Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, we got to see Katie. Okay.
And then, and then we got Terrificon. And then in September, I have something in September, but it's local.
What about that little thing this weekend?
There's one this weekend. We don't have a booth at, but we might go attend. There's a one-day comic show we might go to.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Barely.
So it's a comic book convention, this or that. Go ahead, Annika.
Okay, hold on. I have to do my scoreboard. Mike.
Okay.
And Dad.
Yeah.
Saturday only or full weekend pass? Mike, you go first.
So are you asking, is this if I were a patron going to the show, or am I working the show?
I think this is attending as like a patron.
Okay. I am probably like a one day only. I'm probably going to go for like a Saturday and just kind of knock it out in one day. Cause I just like going and like, you know, sniffing around the artist alley and seeing what new projects and new creators are out there. You know, I'll go through a couple of long boxes of trade paperbacks, but like, I don't need a full weekend. I'm just going to go on a Saturday, hang out, see some people, call it a day.
Okay.
I want to say Saturday only, but I'm going to say full weekend because we needed a full weekend at Heroes.
Okay.
So what's the right
You'll
answer?
See at the end.
No. Do it as we go.
Well, I picked full weekend pass.
Full weekend. All right. I got one right.
All right.
Okay. Hunt for back issues or buy new exclusives?
I'm going to go hunt for back issues, but like with a little caveat. You know, I am not a collector. Like, I don't collect comics to like hang on to and, you know, whatever. Like, I like looking for like trade paperbacks and like the like omnibuses and stuff of like stories that I want to read or whatever. Like, I found a compendium of this story called Ghosted by Image Comics. And I had the first volume a little while ago, but like I never really got around to reading it. And I think I ended up like kind of getting rid of it because it was just, I had to clean out my room a little bit, free up some space. But then like I found the compendium of it. And, you know, it's probably, I don't know, it's a couple years old in terms of the story, like, you know, through Image. And, but like, I like looking for stuff like that, like, you know, collections of like, you know, stories and, not so a long-winded answer to like basically say I hunt for back issues and not for exclusives.
I agree. Hunt for back issues.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all are both correct.
All right. I got two right.
All right. I'm on the board.
Meet comic creators or meet voice actors?
Yeah. Comic creators.
Yeah. 100% comic creators.
Okay. Correct again.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
All right.
Cosplay all day or casual convention gear?
Okay, so it was cosplay or what?
Just casual gear.
Just like the casual. And like, what's funny, like what made me laugh about that was when I first started going to conventions as a patron, like just kind of going and hanging out and reintroducing myself to the comics world, I would, you know, I went to Terrificon. Like, that was the one that I would go to as a patron a lot. And my wife, who is not, she's not into comics at all. Like, I mean, she knows it's my thing. It's not her thing. But I was like, hey, I'm going to go check out this convention over at Mohegan Sun. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And then I remember she was at the refrigerator. She was, you know, getting some water or something, and she paused and she like froze and she turned around and she was like, wait a minute. She's like, you're not going to like dress up or anything, are you? I'm like, no, I'm just going to go just gonna go look for some books and, you know, see what it's about and wear my normal clothes. She's like, okay, good, because if you were, like, we would probably have something to talk about. And, like, because, like, you know, like, we were, like, newly married at that point. I think we were, like, less than 5 years at that point, married. And so it's like, all right, like, what, like, how much into this are you going to be? And, like, you know, like, there was this funny little, like...
She thought she discovered something.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, you know, we might have to talk, you know, if you're going to be like... But I was like, no, just myself. So
just this. That's funny. Yeah, I'm going to go the casual gear, too. Yeah. I know you probably picked
okay,
cosplay.
Well, you're both incorrect.
Yeah,
just that. Artist Alley or Vendor Hall?
Oh.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, I'm Artist Alley all the way.
Yeah, I'm going to go Artist Alley as well.
Okay.
How'd we do?
Both probably
incorrect.
Not.
Incorrect. All right.
Yep.
I mean, when I go to comic conventions, I think of, like, comics. Like, not, like, art stuff.
Well, Artist Alley is, like, what we were usually have ours, like, the independent comic creators.
That's no, Artist Alley is, like, people who, like, draw things and, like, make things.
Well,
no, the Artist Alley is all the individual comic creators.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
Artist Alley is people who make art.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Then what is Artist Alley?
I just said it.
Okay, we, you know, oh, I mean, like, he's trying to explain it to you. You know, like, you know,
right?
you know
I
job,
don't get it.
You know that job that you said that you were going to tell your school that, you remember when you said that, like, you had to tell your school that you had that job that you were doing in August where you at the table and that part of the convention where you and your dad have been going all this time is Artist Alley.
No, it's not. It's like.
But that's what the cons call it, is Artist Alley.
But
I know what you're thinking.
Shouldn't it be like Indie Alley or something?
Heroes actually did have an Indie Island, they called it. But all, like, where Stephanie Williams was, where Stephanie Phillips was, where Scotty was, where Shaggy, where we went, and the row of Shaggy, that's all considered Artist Alley. The other one, the Vendor Hall, is like you're the people with the long boxes of comics or the sword things, you know, that sell like a product that's not just a single issue. But when we go, it's considered, all the conventions call it Artist Alley. I know it's weird, but that's what it is.
It's like not art.
Right.
It is art, but like not like.
Here's the great thing.
Like not like a painting.
One of us is right.
Two of us are right.
Two of us are right. Two of us are right. Two of us.
I'll just give you a half point. You get half points.
We filibustered her.
I'm done
point.
With that. Okay.
Right? We did.
I'm done. My head is too.
I'll help you later. I'll show you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get comics signed or buy original art from Artist Alley. What I call Artist Alley. Get comics signed or buy original art.
If I could afford it, definitely original art.
Yeah. Okay. Dad?
Yeah, I saw the prices at Heroes for some original, like, art pieces from like Marvel, early Marvel comics,
uh-huh.
They were in the $20,000 to $30,000 range,
uh-huh.
And I was like, "Yeah, no, I would love it, but I would." Mine was I don't know. That's tough. Like, I would say get comic signed just because, but I'm not huge on that. Like, I'm not, but it's cool. Like to get Stephanie Phillips because we have a connection, right? It was cool to see Scotty Young because she's a big fan of Scotty Young. So that was cool. I wanted to meet Walt Simonson, but the line was like out the back door of the convention center and wasn't going to wait in that line.
Right.
So, I mean, if I had to pick the two, I'll do the signed, but original art would be cool too.
Okay, so Dad, you're correct.
It would have to, like, I mean, I don't.
Assigned? Is that what you picked? Okay.
I have.
Yeah.
I have, like, it's a short list of books that, like, I would want signed. Like, I have a bunch of the, like, from Image, the Max series by Sam Keith. And I had a Max One, and when he was at Rhode Island Comic Con in like 2017, I got a print from him there, and I got the Max One signed, and I still have that. But like, it's a short list of books that I have that like I would want signed, like that one definitely, just for like, because again, Sam was and still is one of my favorite artists ever, but like. It's, yeah, I'm more interested in, like, I would rather have the art than the signature.
Yeah, I like getting indie books signed. Those are fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so, next. Small indie conventions or mega conventions?
Oh. Bring in the heat. I'm going to go small indie convention.
Me too. I'm going small. Those, the one-day shows to me are a lot of fun. The three-day show we did in Michigan was okay, but it was just a lot of, I don't know. And I might change my tune after Terrificon, but so far out of the ones we've done, I really enjoyed the one day small indie conventions.
Yeah.
Because if it's one day, people are there and they only have that one chance, right? So you can sell them better on a 1 day show than a 3 day show, in my opinion.
Okay, so both of you are incorrect.
Well, you picked mega conventions?
Panel.
Hold on.
Discussion or shopping? Panel discussion or shopping? Which one?
Panel discussions or shopping, Mike?
I will answer only under the agreement that you explain your last answer after I answer.
Right! Then you don't get no answer.
No, seriously, you picked mega convention?
Yeah.
So what are the mega conventions have we been to other than the one in
It's because
Michigan.
Of Heroes Con.
Heroes Con, because that's a 3 day. Okay.
That was
that's
just
why.
Like my favorite convention I've ever been to.
Even though we went for 1 day, but Heroes is a mega 3 day convention.
Exactly.
So, okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
But so, like, I've gotten to meet so many people. It was just amazing. The community is great. Just.
It brings in more of the bigger names, the mega conventions, right? So that makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, it is nice to get to, like, see some of those creators and artists and writers and stuff, like Stephanie Phillips and stuff. Like, you know, it is nice.
I got to help the door for her.
I know. I mean, you know, put that on the resume, man. You know?
Yeah, literally.
You know, I mean, you could be, like, her personal.
All right.
Door holder.
Personal assistant. Yeah.
Exactly. I joked about that myself. It's like, I should be getting paid to do that. Okay, anyways, so. Answer now.
So it was like panel discussion.
Panel discussion or.
Or shopping.
Panel discussion or shopping.
Yeah. I'm going to go shopping, you know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not big on the panels.
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
I mean, it's cool. Like, I can read about what they're going to say, you know, or whatever, but shopping's cooler to me.
Yeah, it depends. Okay, that's you're correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for me, it really depends on, like, who the panel is and what it's about. You know, like, I went to Boston Comic Con a couple years ago, and I saw that Mike Mignola was having a panel there, and like I ran to that room and just to, like, you know, listen to him talk about everything. And like, I kind of got mad for him, like, at that panel, you know, And like this is so stupid and petty, and I know the kid didn't mean it the way that he meant it, but you're at a panel and you have Mike Mignola, okay, like a living legend in the industry. And you know, he had a great panel, he talked about some great stuff. And like, you know, like every panel, there's a Q&A that you can have at the end where you get to ask them questions and you know, get some response. And this one kid who was probably like, I don't know, mid late teens, you know, you've got Mike Mignola in front of you, and he was like, "Have you ever met Jack Kirby?" And I got mad. But on one hand, it's like you're asking about Jack Kirby, like, okay, but like, and Mike answered it, you know, very,
Hasn't he
very
been dead?
for a while, yeah. Like Mike answered it very gracefully and very, you know, appropriately. And but I was like, I wanted to go shake the kid and like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Wait, isn't he like dead? Hasn't he been dead
Yeah, he's been dead for a long time.
for like a long time?
I don't know exactly, but
I think he passed away in
That's just funny.
he passed away in 94, I believe. And 2018 would have been his 100th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, what's next, Annika?
Mystery grab bag or pick your own comics?
Pick your own comics.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that if
I
you're
don't like
just gonna get
mystery
like.
bags.
Mean, I like them. They're
They're
just.
fun, but like, I
If
don't
you
know.
like know like of something that's in there, like a theme.
Right.
Like not just comics, but like a specific theme, like Harley Quinn or like Funko Pops, like Star Wars Funko Pops, like specific.
Right.
Okay. Early bird entry or stay until closing?
Stay until closing.
Yeah, I'm staying till
Yeah.
closing.
Okay, let me
Yeah.
rack up your points real quick.
All right, we get to see what points we get.
I don't think I did well on this.
I don't either. I don't know what I did. I'm sure you still won, though.
Some like no, you've won a couple of these, haven't you?
Very, very rarely
In the early
in the early
episodes.
episode.
Then I got hostile.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Waiting.
And
Let's
divide
see
by
how I
three
did. The
to
suspense is killing me.
the power of
Okay,
four.
so
Yeah.
someone won the trophy. Hold on, give me a second.
Just the fact that she said someone.
Mike, you
All right. There we go.
won! So.
Mike wins. Congratulations, Mike. You have to give a
Hey.
victory speech.
While holding your trophy.
I would like to thank okay, hang on. Yeah, okay, thanks. I would like to thank the years. I'd like to thank actually my okay, clearly I suck at speeches. I would like to thank the Academy for the support and
Yeah.
the local comic shops for supplying me the quasi useless knowledge that has allowed me to bet this challenge and accept this gracious award on behalf of nerds everywhere.
Perfect. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Here you go. Take a screenshot.
Yeah, we'll take a screenshot and
Yeah.
send it to him.
Yeah, you can like edit text on it like
Yep.
Mike won.
The
But he didn't actually win.
well no, the Mike, I appreciate you being here again. I can't wait for a few more weeks. We get to hang out in person for a weekend
And I'll
at
be skipping
Jurassicon.
school.
We'll have books, we'll have sample stuff, we'll have zines, we'll have all kinds of fun stuff. We get to hang out,
Stickers.
stickers.
You need stickers.
We
You
get
need
to
a
go
lot of
out. We'll have to go out
stickers.
to dinner one night with the homebrew guys.
Yeah, hopefully I'm gonna make that
Yeah.
happen.
It'll be a. Yep, I told them both. I've told them every time I see them, we're gonna make that happen. So I had Dan on a few weeks ago, so we will get it done.
Gonna be a good time.
But go check out Mike Elgier, Dork Art Studios, or Dork Art. Sorry, what is it? Dork Art Studio on Instagram. Follow him. There you go. He's got one of the stickers, the
Thanks.
DOA stickers. Can't wait to get one. And yeah, follow along, follow us, follow Mike, and go buy the Chronicles of Panel Pete and all of his books too.
Right on.
Say goodbye, Annika.
Oh, I zoned out. This trophy broke, but so thank you again to everyone who participated in listening to this video. And if you like more videos, you should like and subscribe and watch our podcasts on everywhere you get your podcasts. And thank you again to Allegra Printing and Yellow Bird Comics for sponsoring this video.
Gotta thank the sponsor.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquatio Media, helping creators make waves.